It's a continuation of the dictation from 0725-037 for Brandon Candler, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-C-A-N-D-L-E-R. The history of presenting illness is as follows for him. History of headaches, which are occupying the front of the head, and there's 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mild, and they're off and on, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, and associated with nausea. In the TBI symptom, patient reports loss of equilibrium, confusion, lack of focus, fearful of the event. However, he denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, loss of balance, vision problems, or any other issues. No incontinence of the urine, bowel, or erectile dysfunctions are reported. The patient suffers from weakness, fatigue, sleep disturbance, but denies any anxiety, depression, panic, or any tingling, numbness, incontinence, or subtle anesthesia. The pain symptoms patient has reported are as follows. The patient has severe pain in the right shoulder, neck, and the lower back with radiation to the both buttocks posteriorly as numbness and tingling. Patient has some pain in the groin area or lower part of the right side, as well as left leg, which is bruised, and also it is painful. He reports that these pains are around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. He can walk up to a block. He has a problem sitting after 30 minutes and standing after 1 hour, and he can sleep only up to 4 hours. The pains that he describes in the neck and lower back and the right shoulder are throbbing, stabbing, sharp, aching, heavy, and tiring and exhausting. The pain level is from 7 to 10, with the ADLs being affected from 9 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, walking, bending, improved by medication and physical therapy. Patient also has muscle weakness, especially the right arm, and it is 4x5 and has dropped his phone a couple times. He reports of the numbness, tingling of the neck and lower back in the back part of the buttocks, as well as the left leg posterior part of it. Last treatment, patient reports that he has had, he has been seen at ER of the Providence Hospital on the day of accident on 2/1/2022. Since then, he has been a patient at Joint and Spine Clinic, which got closed, and so he has no doctor since then. But he was provided physical therapy at Michigan 1 PT for 4 weeks, which has got discontinued due to the closure of the office. He also has seen a chiropractor 3 to 4 times so far. He has a tried traction at home. In the ADLs that are affected, patient reports that the following ADLs are affected, which are running and doing yard work 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, walking, standing, home chores, doing laundry at 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, personal hygiene and toileting 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, eating, dressing, and ability to lift dinner plate 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. System review is positive only for respiratory disease, for asthma, emphysema, bronchitis, and neurological disease for back or neck pain, injury, or dizziness. Surgical is positive for tonsil removal. 2016 October at Sinai Hospital for a cancer, testicle removal, and also radiotherapy for the same at Sinai Hospital. Allergies, none. Family history. The mother is alive with no medical problem. Father is alive, no medical problem. Siblings are alive, no medical problem. 2 brothers and no sisters. relationship status question. He's a basketball coach and he cannot work at this time. He's unemployed due to the pain. But in relationship status, patient is single, lives with his grandmother. Legal history patient has JC auto laws protecting his interests. Personal history patient does not drink. He does smoke occasionally and does not abuse recreational drugs. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 100. 36 over 86, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 99, respiratory rate is 18, height is 6'4", weight is 150. A 34-year-old African-American male of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases are identified. The patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is okay. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with, and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. As to the physical examinations from the template, including neurological exam and musculature exams, except patient has a spasm of the paraspinal muscles from L1 to L5. And also C1 to C7. The muscles in the supraspinatus area feel slightly tender on palpation. He also exhibits a severe spasm of both trapezius throughout and both quadratus lumbarum muscles. There are a few trigger points noticed in the upper part of the or upper fibers of the trapezius muscles bilaterally. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness, minimal spine tenderness is noticed at the L5-S1. Paraspinal muscle spasm is from L1 to L5 and C2 to C7 with the 1 plus hypotonicity and without tenderness. There is also a generalized spasm of the bilateral trapezius muscle and quadratus lumbarum muscle. The range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. The lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 60, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not found, painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerma test is negative. Distraction test negative, Soto-Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. Lumbar spine, the Brzezinski-Kernick test was found negative. Straight leg raising test is positive 20 degrees bilaterally. Control lateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test positive, Kemp test positive. Brzezinski sign is negative. Sacral leg joint, bilateral sacral leg joints are mildly tender. And standing flexion test is positive, iliac compression test positive, distraction test negative, Faber test and Gunston test positive bilaterally. The Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination, except for the right shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal and a bruise is seen at the left leg. Other than that, all the extremities are warm to touch, well perfused, without tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. The range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg line discrepancy is noticed. Slight weakness of the right shoulder is noticed. Right arm, upper arm at 4x5. The gait is normal. Examination of the right shoulder reveals that on inspection, it appears normal with no dislocation or fractures. On palpation, no acute tenderness. Slight pain in the rotator cuff region is noticed. Range of motions are limited to 110 degrees of abduction, beyond which there is some pain. Muscle strength 4/5. Special tests for rotator cuff muscles are found positive. Hawking candidate test and empty beer can test is positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Drop arm test was negative. The examination of the chest does not reveal any fractures or tenderness. Good air exchange, no other finding. The examination of the left leg shows a bruise that could have been related to the accident and is healing up very well. There is no open wounds. Diagnosis. General. V89.2X60, S09.90XA, CNS. R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9. Nerves, N79.2, muscles, N60.9. Chest. Blunt chest trauma and pain in the sternum. Right upper extremity, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. In the lower extremities, pain in the right leg, M79.60. Hip, M25.551. Cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, S13.4X6A. Thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5X6A. Sacroiliac spine, M46.6, and M54.17. Plan of care is from the template for Brendan Candler. Treatment plan for Mr. Brendan Candler is as follows. Please use the first paragraph from the template. Physical therapy is from the template, yes. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication, yes. Celebrex 200 milligram twice a day for help with the anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Meloxicam or Scalexin 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation to remove the spasm. Lidocaine ointment 5% for topical pain relief. Ambien 5 milligram for night for sleep. In the narcotic pain medication, patients provided Ortran ER 100 milligram at night. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. And review of the available MRI and other imaging records. None are available. That came from the hospital, from Providence, are related to previous admissions in 2013 and 19. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records, none. Except from the hospital, they have been order released. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. DMS. The patient is provided with a neck brace and a back brace to bring healing. And disability, patient remains disabled. Follow-up visit in 1 month. Personal support, yes. Thank you.